I'm David Brancaccio. Apple goes to federal court today. At issue is its App Store. The plaintiff is Epic Games, maker of the popular video game Fortnite. Epic claims Apple's running an illegal monopoly. Marketplace's Kristen Schwab is here with us. Kristen, what's at play with this?
Think back to the last time you downloaded something onto your computer. There are a bunch of different ways to access that download through your browser. Apple's ecosystem is totally different because to download something onto your iPhone, you have to go through the App Store. Apple takes a 15 to 30% cut of app sales, in-app purchases, and subscriptions, and Epic says this is unfair.
And how might Apple see it?
Well, there are the numbers. Half of the U.S. market doesn't run on iPhone software. Those are mostly Androids. Apple also says it doesn't profit off of 85% of the apps in its store, and that, frankly, it costs a lot of money to run the App Store, especially when it comes to reviewing new apps. The company says 40% of the apps submitted each week are rejected.
So to show it's a monopoly, what are some of the questions that have to be answered?
Well, the first part of this is defining what the market here actually is. Is it just Apple's App Store? Is it the smartphone market in general? Or is it even bigger than that, extending to PCs and gaming consoles where you can also play games like Epic's Fortnite? Then if Epic proves Apple is a monopoly, it has to also prove the company is violating antitrust laws by tying the App Store to Apple's payment processing system. Apple argues that's one product, not two. The trial kicks off today at 11:15 a.m. Eastern and is expected to last most of May.
All right. Marketplace's Kristen Schwab.